Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with Swarnidhi scheme beneficiaries in New Delhi today. Prime Minister to also hold bilateral talks with his Bhutan counterpart Dasho Shering Tobge with this evening. Government blocks 18 OTT platforms over obscene and vulgar content. Former President Ramnath Kovind-led committee submits report on One Nation, One Election to the President. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Citizenship Amendment Act not to snatch away citizenship from anyone. And in England Open Badminton, PV Sindhu to clash with Ahn Se-young of South Korea in women's singles in Birmingham this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address PM Swarnidhi beneficiaries at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. During the program, the Prime Minister will distribute loans to 1 lakh street vendors under the scheme, including 5,000 vendors from Delhi. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 2 additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4. These corridors will be the Lajpat Nagar to Saket G block corridor and Inderlok to Indraprastha corridor with a combined length of over 20 kilometers. The proposed corridors are expected to improve connectivity and reduce traffic congestion. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, will be on a 5-day visit to India from today. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. External Affairs Ministry said during the visit, Prime Minister of Bhutan will call on the President Zobdi Murmu and hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Shering Tobge will also visit Mumbai. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Employment and senior officials from the Government of Bhutan will accompany the Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge. The ministry said India and Bhutan enjoy exemplary ties of friendship and cooperation based on trust, goodwill and mutual understanding at all levels. The visit of the Prime Minister of Bhutan will provide an opportunity to the two sides to review the progress in our unique partnership and to discuss ways and means to expand the enduring ties of friendship and cooperation between India and Bhutan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated that Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA is a law to provide citizenship rights and it will not snatch away citizenship from anyone. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Shah said CAA will provide rights and citizenship to Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, Sikhs, Christians and Parsi refugees from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan.
सीए के कानून को भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार लाई है, नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार लाई है, इसको रिपील करना असंभव है। हम पूरे देश को जागरूक करेंगे और जहां तक असंवैधानिक होने का सवाल है तो वो आर्टिकल 14 का वायोलेशन नहीं कर, इसमें रिजनेबल क्लासिफिकेशन बहुत स्पष्ट है कि जिन लोगों पर भारत के पुराने हिस्सों में विभाजन के कारण देश से कटे हैं, अफगानिस्तान, पाकिस्तान और बांग्लादेश, जिन लोगों पर धार्मिक प्रताड़ना होने के कारण जो भारत की शरण में आए हैं उसके लिए कानून है।
He said everyone will get equal rights under the provisions of Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA as they will now become citizens of India. He said they will be added in the citizenship list like any other citizen of this country and they will be able to contest elections and become MPs, MLAs, CMs and ministers. He clarified that the National Register of Citizens, NRC, has nothing to do with the CAA. The union minister said there is no need for minorities to fear because there is no provision in CAA to take away anyone's citizenship. He said the doors have not been closed for anyone and even Muslims have the right to apply for citizenship. The minister said all those people who have entered India between 15th of August 1947 and 31st December 2014 are welcome in this country.
जिनके पास दस्तावेज नहीं है इसका रास्ता हम बाद में ढूंढेंगे, परंतु जिनके पास दस्तावेज है वो एक रफ अंदाज से 85% से ज्यादा है। सब लोग एप्लीकेशन करें, मैं सबको अपील करता हूं, ये एप्लीकेशन देश की सभी भाषाओं में है, आपकी भाषा में आप डाउनलोड कर सकते हो और आपकी समय की अनुकूलता से भारत सरकार आपको इंटरव्यू और डॉक्यूमेंट की ऑडिट के लिए बुलाएगी। ओरिजिनल डॉक्यूमेंट लेकर आना पड़ेगा। 15 अगस्त 1947 से लेकर 31 दिसंबर 2014 तक जो भी आए हैं वो और उनके बच्चों का भारत में स्वागत है।
The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has blocked 18 OTT platforms for obscene and vulgar content. This include Dreams Films, Hunters, Hot Shots VIP, Prime Play and Uncut Adda, 19 websites, 10 apps and 57 social media accounts associated with these platforms have been disabled for public access in India. The decision was taken under the provisions of the Information Technology Act 2000 in consultation with other ministries and domain experts specializing in media and entertainment, women's rights and child's rights. This ministry said Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has repeatedly emphasized the responsibility of the platforms to not propagate obscenity, vulgarity and abuse under the guise of creative expression. It said a significant portion of the content hosted on these platforms was found to be obscene, vulgar and portrayed women in a demeaning manner. A high-level committee today submitted its report on One Nation, One Election to President Draupadi Murmu in New Delhi. The high-level committee, constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind, submitted its report to President Draupadi Murmu. The report was submitted in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, former Chairman of the 15th Finance Commission N.K. Singh and others. According to the Law and Justice Ministry, One Nation, One Election is core to aspirational India. The Ministry said after careful consideration of all suggestions and viewpoints, the High-Level Committee recommends a two-step approach to lead to simultaneous elections. As the first step, simultaneous elections will be held for the House of the People and the State Legislative Assemblies. In the second step, elections to the municipalities and the panchayats will be synchronized with the House of People and the State Legislative Assemblies in such a way that municipalities and panchayat elections are held within 100 days of holding elections to the House of People and State Legislative Assemblies. The committee also recommends that there should be a single electoral roll and electoral photo identity cards for use in elections to all the three tiers of government. More from our correspondent.
During the extensive consultation on the issue of One Nation, One Election, 47 political parties submitted their views and suggestions, out of which 32 parties supported simultaneous elections. More than 21,000 responses were received from citizens from all over the country, and around 80% of the respondents supported the idea of One Nation, One Election. The high-level committee held extensive consultation to understand the views of different stakeholders. The report, comprising of 18,626 pages, is the outcome of extensive consultation with the stakeholders, experts and research of 191 days. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Philanthropist Sudha Murthy today took oath as the member of Rajya Sabha. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered the oath to the newly elected member Sudha Murthy in the Parliament House. On this occasion, Infosys founder Narayan Murthy and leader of the Rajya Sabha Piyush Goyal were also present. President Draupadi Murmu had nominated the renowned educator, author and philanthropist Sudha Murthy to the Rajya Sabha. In West Bengal, suspended TMC leader and the main accused in the attack on ED officials at Sandesh Khale, Sheikh Shahjahan, was produced before Bosirhat court today. He is in CBI custody since 10th of March. Following a directive from Calcutta High Court, West Bengal police had handed over the custody of Sheikh Shahjahan to the CBI. Aam Aadmi Party has announced candidates for 13th Lok Sabha seats of Punjab. As per the list released by party officials, Kuldeep Singh Dhaliwal will be the candidate from Amritsar, Sushil Kumar Rinku from Jalandhar and Gurmeet Singh Khudia from Bhatinda Lok Sabha seat. The passing out parade of the third batch of Agniveers will be held at INS Chilka in Odisha tomorrow. Defence Ministry said the passing out parade marks a successful culmination of training of around 2,600 Agniveers, including women Agniveers who have undergone rigorous training at Chilka. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral R. Hari Kumar, will be the chief guest and will review the post-sunset passing out parade. The ministry said this momentous event will be witnessed by the family members of the passing out Agniveer Corps. Besides this, various high achiever veterans and sports personalities will also be present during the ceremony, inspiring the Agniveers with their remarkable achievements. The Russian Embassy in New Delhi today hosted a ceremony for Indian participants of the World Youth Festival held in Russia's Sirius Federal Territory in Sochi from the 1st to the 7th of this month. The ceremony was presided over by Russian Ambassador to India, Denis Alipov. Of the Indian participants shared their impressions and experiences from the festival. Addressing the audience, Russian Ambassador to India Denis Alipov emphasized that Indian tricolor, the Tiranga, proudly waved as the most prominent flag during the festival. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has issued an advisory for Paytm FASTag users to switch to another bank FASTag before the 15th of March. The Road Transport and Highways Ministry said this will help avoid penalties or any double fee charge while commuting on national highways, in line with the guidelines issued by the Reserve Bank of India regarding restrictions on Paytm Payments Bank. The Paytm FASTag users will not be able to recharge or top up the balance post the 15th of this month. Four people have died and several others were injured in a massive fire incident in a house in Shahdrai area of Delhi today. According to fire officials, the fire broke out in the morning and it spread across the parking area of the house. Nine fire tenders were rushed to the spot to douse the flames. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. The fire department added that 18 people have been rescued and they were sent to hospital. Police have registered a case in this matter. World Kidney Day is being observed today. The day falls on the second Thursday of March every year to create awareness among the people about kidney health and the various diseases that can affect its normal function. This year, the theme is Kidney Health for All. Talking to Akashvani News, Dr. Dipankar Bhaumik, Head of Department of Nephrology, AIIMS in New Delhi, said that some of the symptoms of the kidney disorders include swelling in legs, elevated blood pressure, low hemoglobin and weak bones. He suggested to the people to undergo regular health checkups for early detection of any kidney disease.
जब 50% किडनी खराब हो चुके होते हैं तब जाके पैरों में सूजन, ब्लड प्रेशर बढ़ना, हीमोग्लोबिन कम होना, हड्डियों कमजोर होना, रात में बार बार उठना, ये 5-6 लक्षण है जिससे पता चलेगा हो सकता है गुर्दे में प्रॉब्लम है, लेकिन इसका पक्का निदान तभी होगा जब आप पेशाब और खून का जांच। बहुत जरूरी है कि प्रिवेंशन किया जाए, इसीलिए वेट नियंत्रण में रखना चाहिए। 18 से 23 BMI वो बेस्ट है। खान पान का नियंत्रण रखें, एक्सरसाइज करें, चीनी कम खाएं ताकि मोटापा ना हो, नमक कम लें हमेशा, पानी ज्यादा पिए, कम से कम 2 लीटर पेशाब होना चाहिए।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a documentary episode titled Statue of Unity, Ekta Ka Prateek by a private television channel. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that watching this episode on the majestic Statue of Unity will be an eye-opening experience and it will make everyone want to visit Kevadia at the very earliest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his warm wishes on the occasion of their Sikh New Year today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that the infinite grace of Vaheguru bestow upon all beings wellness and abundance. In All England Open Badminton Championship, shuttler PV Sindhu will face Ahn Se-young of South Korea in women's singles match today. In other matches, women's doubles pair of Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Krasso will clash with Zheng Yu and Zhang Shuxian of China. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with Swanidhi scheme beneficiaries in New Delhi today. Prime Minister to also hold bilateral talks with his Bhutan counterpart, Dasho Shering Thobge, this evening. Government blocks 18 OTT platforms over obscene and vulgar content. Former President Ramnath Kovind-led committee submits report on One Nation, One Election to the President. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Citizenship Amendment Act not to snatch away citizenship from anyone. And in England Open Badminton, PV Sindhu to clash with Ah Se-young of South Korea in women's singles in Birmingham this afternoon. And with that, we end the Midday News.